courteous listener, I might in this place attempt to gain thy favor by declaring that Poor Richard writes almanacs with no other view than that of the public good. But in this I should not be sincere. The plain truth of the matter is I am excessive poor. And my wife, poor Mrs. Richard, is, as I tell her, excessive proud. She cannot bear to sit spinning while I'll do nothing but gaze at the stars. And she has threatened more than once to burn all my books and instruments if I do not make some profitable use of them for the good of my family. Therefore, I hope that the buyer of these almanacs may consider him or herself not only as purchasing an useful utensil, but as performing an act of charity to his poor friend and servant. So take heed. You may think, perhaps, that a little tea or a little punch now and then, a diet a little more costly, clothes a little finer, and a little more entertainment can be no great matter. But remember what Poor Richard says.
Many a little makes a mickle. Beware of a little expense, for a small leak will sink a great ship.
Plow deep while sluggards sleep, and you shall have corn to sell and keep.
Nothing brings more pain than too much pleasure.
Nothing more bondage than too much liberty.
Many estates are spent in the getting, since women for tea forsook spinning and knitting.
And men for punch forsook hewing and splitting.
Fools make feasts, and wise men eat them.
He that lives upon hope will die fasting.
Having been poor is no shame, but being ashamed of it is.
What maintains one vice would bring up two children.
Courteous listeners, your kind and charitable assistance in purchasing so large an impression of my almanacs has made my circumstance much more easy in the world and requires my grateful acknowledgement.
I have been able to get a pot of my own and am no longer obliged to borrow one from a neighbor, nor have we ever since been without something of our own to put in it. I have also got a pair of shoes and two new shifts, so good that I am now not ashamed to go to town or be seen there.
These things have rendered her temper so much more pacific than it used to be, that I may say I have slept more.
And more quietly within the last year than in the three foregoing years put together.
Accept my hearty thanks and my sincere wishes for your health and prosperity. And therefore, as poor Mrs. Richard says,
wink at small faults. Remember, thou hast great ones. Ooh.
The busy man has few idle visitors.
To the boiling pot, the flies come not.
Each year, one vicious habit routed out, in time might make the worst man good throughout.
He that does what he should not
shall feel what he would not.
The heart of a fool is in his mouth,
but the mouth of a wise man is in his heart.
Being ignorant is not so much a shame
as being unwilling to learn.
Good sense and learning may esteem obtain. Humor and wit a laugh, if rightly tame. Fair virtue admiration may impart. But 'tis good nature only wins the heart. It molds the body to an easy grace and brightens every feature of the face. It's smooth as the unpolished tongue with eloquence and adds persuasion to the finest sense.
Dear listeners, my good poor Richard set out last week for Potomac to see about a little place for us to end our days on. He left a copy of his almanac sealed up and bid me send it to the press. I suspected something, and therefore, as soon as he was gone, I opened it. And just as I thought, so it was. He had put into his preface that his wife, Bridget, was this and that and t'other. Cannot I have a little fault or two, but all the country must see it in print? Must all the world know that poor Dick's wife has lately taken a fancy to drink a little tea now and then? In short, I thought the preface was not worth a printing, so I fairly scratched it all out. And I believe you'll like our almanac, never the worse for it. And therefore, as poor Richard says...
Take this remark from Richard, poor and lame. Whatever is begun in anger ends in shame.
Where there is marriage without love, there will be love without marriage.
He that lies down with dogs shall lie rise up with fleas.
He that best understands the world least likes it.
Silence is not always a sign of wisdom.
But babbling is ever a mark of folly.
Tart words make no friends.
A spoonful of honey will catch more flies than a gallon of vinegar.
Let thy maidservant be faithful, strong,
and homely.
Old boys have their playthings as well as young ones.
The difference is only in the price.
If you ride a horse, sit close and tight.
If you ride a man, sit easy and light.
A countryman between two lawyers is like a fish between two cats.
Fish and visitors stink in 3 days.
Loving listeners, the general approbation you have been so good as to favor me with has drawn upon me the malice of others. These ill-willers of mine are reporting that I myself was never alive. They say, in short, there is no such man as I am, and I have had this notion spread so thoroughly in the country that people have frequently told it to my face and those who do not know me. But so long as I know myself to walk about, eat, drink, and sleep, I am satisfied that there really is such a man as I am, whatever they may say to the contrary. And always remember, in prosperous fortunes, be modest and wise. The greatest may fall and the lowest may rise.
But insolent people that fall in disgrace are wretched, and nobody pities their case.
He that falls in love with himself has no rivals,
If you would keep your secret from an enemy, tell it not to a friend.
If you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead and rotten,
either write things worth reading
or do things worth writing.
If your head is wax, don't walk in the sun.
Who is rich? He that rejoices in his portion.
He that is of the opinion money will do everything
may well be suspected of doing everything for money.
Welcome to your 100th day. Resistance, it is here to stay. Yeah!
He that multiplies riches multiplies cares.
Blessed is he who expects nothing,
for he shall never be disappointed.
Kind listener, some people observing the great yearly demand for my almanac imagine that I must by this time have become rich, and consequently ought to call myself Poor Dick no longer. But the case is this. When I first began to publish, the printer made a fair agreement with me for my copies, by virtue of which he runs away with the greatest part of the profit. However much good may it do him, I do not grudge it him, and wish his profit 10 times greater than it is. For I am, dear reader, his, as well as thy affectionate friend. And so...
Experience keeps a dear school, but fools will learn in no other, and scarce in that.
For it is true we may give advice, but we cannot give conduct.
However, remember this. They that won't be counseled can't be helped.
And farther, if you will not hear reason...
She'll surely rap your knuckles.
We are, as ever, poor Richard...
And poor Mrs. Richard...
Saunders.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This segment appears in the episode Mayday, Mayday, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st, 2017. The live show was sound engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Brian Moynihan, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Subscribe to the podcast of the show in iTunes and Stitcher, and find full episodes, photos, and live show information at sandboxradio.org. Support Sandbox Radio and help us keep making the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/sandboxradio for as little as $5 per month. Thanks for listening.